All right, I lost my fucking glasses somewhere, man. I don't know where they are. I have to use these bifocal things. So I don't know where those are. And the other thing is I'm really tired. But you know what? I was thinking about this. I've been tired my whole fucking life. My whole life. When I was in my 20s, I was... Anybody want to take a nap? Yeah, seriously. I was in my teens. Ah, it's time for a nap. I mean, I could go all night. But then the other thing is that's crazy when you're young. I used to stay up late listening to the radio. I was fascinated with the radio. Listen to KRLA, listen to KHJ, KFWB. I listened to Johnny Williams on KHJ. He was the overnight jock. Listened to Bill Slater on KRLA. I don't know who the overnight guy on KFWB was, because KFWB, by that point, when I was like 13 or 12 and really getting into it, KFWB, by that point, I think had become an all-news station. And before that, it was not too good. They had really lost their touch as a top 40 radio station. They really sucked. And they lost. There was a three-way battle in L.A. in those days. KHJ hit the air in 1965 and just took everybody by storm. They went to number one in 90 days, something like that. It was incredible because they were a boss radio that more music format was in. Very limited disc jockey chatter. Just music. And then KRLA was kind of a halfway between that. But KRLA was cool. KRLA was the hip, cool fucking station before there were FM rock stations. What am I looking for here? Like, for instance, KRLA on Sunday nights had the precursor to Firesign Theater, a thing called Radio Free Oz. They would do this every Sunday night, starting at 6, 7, 8 o'clock, something like that. You always listen to KRLA. Then they did an overnight show called Collage. And it was basically album cuts with kind of voice tracks, but it was pre-produced. There is voice tracks like this, like It's the Middle of the Night, The Clock Strikes 3, You're listening to Collage on KRLA. Kind of, sort of goofy shit like that. And we used to, one of the things we did as kids, and every kid does, we'd go out, joyriding in the middle of the night. Our parents didn't know we were gone. We'd crawl out through a bedroom window, and somebody would pull up, whoever had the car, and off we went. And where we'd go in those days, I grew up in Arcadia, Pasadena, that area, about 13 miles from downtown L.A. and not much further from Hollywood. And that's where we went. We went into Hollywood, man. We wanted to cruise fucking Hollywood. We went down Sunset fucking Boulevard. That was the street. Sunset Boulevard was always a lot more colorful, I think, than Hollywood Boulevard. Sunset had the cool clubs. It had the Whiskey a Go-Go. It had, in those days, a thing called the Hullabaloo. What did they change that to, man? It was the Moulin Rouge. Then it was changed to the Hullabaloo, and then it became the it was where Hair had the Aquarius Theater. The Aquarius Theater. And Hair was there for a long time. And, and it was just a cool street. So we'd listen to the radio and have the radio turned up full blast, like every other fucking kid in every other car, and cruise by these places. And there was also, you could go by, I don't know if Roxy's was there at that time, but there was also... Gazzari's on the Strip, as they called it. That was a rock and roll club by old man Gazzari, the godfather of rock and roll. This guy sort of, I guess, reinvented himself from being a nightclub owner to the godfather of rock and roll, Gazzari's. And a lot of joints, man. There was the one that the Buffalo Springfield sang the song about when they sang For What It's Worth, 1,000 people in the street, that bullshit. That was actually a thing that happened on Hollywood, on Sunset. I don't know where it was, I don't know what club, but it was near a club. Might have been the Roxy, Whiskey a Go-Go, something like that. In those days, it was called the Whiskey a Go-Go, and it just became the Whiskey. I say, I think it's still there, going strong. But, music's changed. The way music is delivered. Live music is still desired by people. I haven't been to a live gig in so fucking long, it's not even funny, man. Why am I saying all this? Oh, you could do that shit all night, and then you'd get up in the morning, go to school. You're fine, as long as your mom or your dad didn't find out what you were doing. In those days, it was just my mom. My father had left. But I don't remember ever being tired, Philip, it's time for school. Okay, yeah, I'm ready to go, man. I'd get up, and off I went, man. And wasn't tired at all. But I always liked a good nap. I didn't give a shit. If nothing was going on, I'd go take a nap, man. now, at this age, people will say, well, you're getting older and so you're tired. No, I've always been fucking tired, man, you know. And I would stay up late. I would stay up all night listening to the radio. And I'm talking about when I was really young. I was 9 or 10 listening to the all-night radio. I wanted to be that. And I made up my little fake radio stations. And I had little fake disc jockey names. And I had my own little top 25 or top 30 records. And sort of tried to approximate what I heard on the radio. So what are we doing, man? What's today? The 5th? April 4th. So Naomi Reagan, one of our great listeners and one of our members of the BSPs and more, had a suggestion. Naomi, where is that suggestion that you laid on me, I think, over on Facebook? Let's see. Oh, man. All right. What am I looking for, baby? I'm looking for... what Naomi Reagan... So where is it? BSPs and more. Here it is. Sorry, Naomi. Tuna Time with Catscapes, yeah. Looks as though there's another Phil fan out in the world. Okay, that's me with my thing. Don Mix's deep cover facility included his mastery of the mouth trumpet. ball drag, testicular drift. I'm even going to exorcist. Where is this fucking thing? This is Rory's. Ed Elcott is at the bowling alley trying to recruit. We could use Rory's. Rory always pulls some good ones. Naomi, but yours was really funny, and I'm trying to find it. I think we'll do another chat on Friday night. Now, don't hold. We'll do it at 6, like I promised the last time. And look at Jeff Baker is drinking a Ted, man. Oh, he's waiting on the. Okay, yeah, we'll do it at 7 this time. Return of the Mac. Yes, I tried. Yes, I tried. Penis Museum. God damn it. God damn it. Where is this? I'm trying to find it. I can't find the son of a bitch anywhere. Come on. Oh, here it is. Pocket Pool, March 24th. Is this a funny one, Naomi? March 24th, 2017. Well, all right. Yeah. Well, I'd like to keep it with... All right. March 24th, 2017. Let's see. I'm going to blame you, Naomi, for this one. If it's good, I'll say I picked it. If it's bad, no, I'm kidding. I will give you full credit. Naomi Karitsky Reagan with her hub, John. What did I say? March 24th. So, yeah, you know, I mean, you do what you got to do, man. You do what you got to do. Back in those days, we used to hang out at a kid's... this is a great story, then we'll get into the show. My good friend, high school friend, Bill Pavelka, was killed in a automobile accident when we were 16. We were juniors at LaSalle High School. It was very, very sad. It was extremely tragic. It was an accident on a very windy road in Pasadena called El Molino. And the kids might have been going faster than they should have. I don't know. But Bill was killed. His mother, a wonderful woman, opened her house up to everybody, to all the kids, to all the friends that Bill had, all the kids from high school, everybody that had nowhere to go on a Friday night. She opened the house up. And I think it was her way of grieving and being close to him that we all showed up at the Pavelka home in Arcadia and respected the house as much as we could. We were kids, 16, 17 years old, but there was always one older kid or two that told people to keep their shit together. And we listened to music, and we were at the house. There was a whole bunch of us, and Mrs. Pavelka would interact with us in fun ways, and I think it was her way of just digging. And I'm telling you, we got up to some silly shit, man. We were smoking weed in the back. There was a really far back room. We're smoking weed back there. There were nights that people were taking acid and this kind of shit. But the house was always safe. And I think one of my good friends, Bob, stayed there for a while, was living there because he got kicked out of his house. You know, all different stories. And all of this, the result of her, I really believe, mourning and grieving. And this was her way of dealing with this, having all these kids around, having Bill's friends around. And giving them a place to go. And then we had this place to go. Where are you guys going tonight? Let's go to Pavelka's tonight. That's literally, it was a destination, if you think about that. So why am I bringing this up? God damn it. It had something to do with sleep. You know, we'd be burning the midnight oil over there, and somehow somewhere along the line, man, I'd bag some Z's there and get off to school or get back to my house. Oh, I know what it was. So while we were there, there was Bill's grandfather lived there, and we called him Senior Pavelka. It was a nickname because I believe that Bill's dad was Junior, and Senior was Senior, and he lived there at the house with the family. Senior by this point was 70. This was 1969, so we were juniors going into seniors in high school, and Senior would every night when we were there on a Friday night. He'd be sitting there in the living room watching his movie, watching his TV, and smoking his pipe or cigar or cigarette or having a drink. And we would sit around and talk to him. And he had some fucking crazy stories, man. This dude served in World War I. If you think about it, he was 70 years old in 1969. That would have made him 19 years old when America entered the war. So he would have been an 18, 19-year-old recruit in the United States Army when America got into the World War I in Europe. And he had all kinds of fucking stories of what he saw in the trenches. And especially, he had opinions, let's just put it that way, about who was a better shot, Americans or the British. But you got to understand that when the Americans went to Europe in World War I, we thought our shit didn't stink. We went over there saying, okay, we're going to show you how to do it. We went over there saying to everybody, the French, the British, whoever, the Canadians, okay, the Americans are here, let us show you how it's done. Yeah, there's kind of an arrogant thing going on there. But talking to Senior was amazing, man. It really was. All right, so here we go with this show that was recommended by our good friend Naomi Reagan. This is from November 24th, 2017. Right? Yeah. Let me see what this fucker is. Frasier Fusilla Bob Green debuts his new podcast, Bob Green Today. Really? Wait a minute. This can't be it. 2017? Oh, okay. With his co-host. I already did that. We already played this one. All right, well, fuck it, man. That was a dumb fucking idea. Where's Rory's? Or was that Rory's? Let me get over to the VSPs and More page, man, because I'm blowing it. I'm really screwing up now. I am really fucking up now. Come on, motherfucker. Let's go. God damn it. Fucking pages are loaded. Do you guys notice that Facebook is loading more slowly and it's a piece of shit? Well, it's always been a piece of shit, but Lloyd, let me see. Here's an absolute gem. Okay, this is the 27th of January, 2015. Let's do this one. 27th of January, 2015. And let's just get the fuck into it, huh? January 2015. Right. Wait a minute, man.
The world famous Phil Henry Show on El Pacifico.
Good day to you.
It is a very bad joke.
All right, our film's made, and he's made a name.
I talked to Chris last night.
And this is the Phil Henry Show.
And back when we played metal.
All right. A very pleasant good day to all of you. So,
now, what is this fear of sex?
I got to hear this one.
I don't know. I talked to Chris last night on the phone. He said to me that this was an actor that he's worked with, Bob Meat. Do you know this guy?
Yeah, I've heard about Bob Meat. There's been several, films made, and he's made a name for himself.
Yeah, I've heard of him, too.
Bob Meat. I've never heard this name.
Well, yeah, well.
What does that mean?
Well, I've done nothing. I was going to say,
the characters
sure,
sound so fucking different, don't
yes,
they?
Yes, it is. Bob Meat. I've never.
Do you know this guy?
All right.
All right. Anyway, that's what that is. I don't know, man. I hope it's funny. At Wampa Bowl, and Elcott is recruiting. All the characters sound so fucking different back in those days. That's 2015. That is over. That's 10 years ago. That is 10 motherfucking years ago. You know? All right.